Punkanoi Worldwide. Thank you for joining. Hopefully you had a fantastic week. The original intent last weekend was to have the episodes out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, as I would like to. I'd like to say usual, but stuff comes up. And it looks like it's Tuesday, Friday, and I will post the other one tomorrow. I'll probably get them both done today, the Garage Punk. Pretty close on that one, getting it ready to go. And so there'll be a lot of great music for the weekend if you're not somewhere like Beer Olympics or Punks Make Noise, some great festivals like that. And I'm sure there's several in Europe that are going on as well. But those are Quebec City and Atlanta. If you're here in North America, they both have some really great bands heading there. So on this episode, you know, we've been doing all the states, and we are going to do a few of the states, but this episode is comprised of some bands that I missed through Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina. So we're playing a bunch of that. That's going to be the second half of the show. The first half of the show is a bunch of newer stuff that I missed, mostly June, July, May, but even one dating back to December. And I came across them, and I just, you know, as I do, I didn't really have a spot for them, but I definitely wanted to feature them since I've come across them, and I think they're cool. So we are going to get into those now. We're going to start with the newer tracks, since some are less new. I'm talking about the December one. And then we will rejoin our journey just the way we started. We'll jump into Philadelphia and work our way down to Raleigh. Blowhole is the first band. They're from Melbourne in Australia. Really cool band here. Blowhole is. Definitely wanted to play it. That's cool album artwork. They put out the album Blowhole on December 9th of 2023. Didn't come across them until recently. I mean, the majority of all of these bands, I either didn't come across or had been waiting on a release and just whiffed it on the release for whatever reason. And we'll talk more about that as we get to them. But and then some bands reached out to get these on the radar as well. So that also helps. So Blowhole on Facebook and at blowhole.one, the number one, on Instagram. We're going to get to a track from their self-titled called Not What You Want. Here goes. We'll be right back. awesome stuff there. I definitely recommend checking out the rest of that release. Very cool. And again, I really dig the artwork from the band there. Very cool. Blowhole from Melbourne. Next up, we are going to go with the band Faucheus from Bordeaux in France. Faucheuse. On May 3rd, so they had a new release. And this is, thank you, Rude Boy Groot over on Instagram. Once again, if you are new to this show and you may or may not check out social media posts, you know, I try to plug those on there. Make it nice and easy to find the bands. I talk about where you can find the bands here just in case that is not something that you look at regularly. But if you look at the posts, whether they be Instagram or Facebook, and keep in mind, not everybody has both. So if you would like to, you know, work, get in contact, keep up with those kind of things, you know, some bands have band camps too. And I try to point that out. By the way, Bandcamp Friday, a week from today. So if you want to support the bands, that's obviously a great day to do so. And the new Anti-Heroes came out today. Not that that's on Bandcamp, but that just popped into my head. I already listened to a couple of the tracks before I got going on this. The band here from Bordeaux.
Faucheus.
Reaper is what it translates to from French into English. I think I got off there on a little bit of a tangent. Point is, you can go follow the bands wherever they happen to be, and that is obviously the least we can go do out there is follow. Let them know that people are into what they're doing. You can keep up with when they do shows. Maybe they're going to be on tour. I mean, you may live nowhere near Bordeaux, but if you like this band and you go follow this band on their Instagram at faucheus.bdx, just as I spelled it earlier, faucheuse.bdx, and they happen to come to your area wherever it happens to be, then you'll know. So if you like them, do that. Same with any of the other bands here. Shit, if you like them all, fantastic. And once again, those social media posts, make it nice and easy. You just click on the tag that I've put on each of them, and it'll take you right to their page. Let's get to their music, though, from May 3rd off of Rev Electric, which is Electric Dream.
Rev Electric.
We're going to play Pyromancy is the track. Again, this came out May 3rd, so we are now into, you know, everything's going to be May 3rd and newer, chronologically working our way up to the end of July, because end of next week we'll be doing the best, not best of, but, you know, new tracks for August. So won't be any August releases in this portion of the show. Here goes. Stuff from Faucheus. They do have a little bit other variety in their sound, And we'll probably be playing them here before long. So once again, Rude Boy Group, thank you very much for that one. Got a bunch of others, especially if you tune into the next episode, the glam, garage, proto-punk, mod. You know, a lot of those grouped in because a lot of those sounds, kind of they overlap. They kind of go together. I know some people may not agree, but, you know, there's definitely some similarities there. And so I've got a lot of that. It's mostly garage punk, but, you know, garage punk and proto-punk, definitely very similar, and you get a lot of the glam sounds. So anyway, already went over that. Let's go with the next band, Phane, P-H-A-N-E, from Vancouver in B.C. This release, you will be able to go over to Dismantled Records and get the vinyl through Kurt there. Did an interview with Kurt, so if you like the interviews over on SLC Punkcast later today, that one I haven't done yet. If you're listening to this one first on Friday, it's probably not out. I'm going to try to get it done for Friday, but it'll for sure be out Saturday of this Labor Day weekend. So there'll be plenty of stuff for you to listen to if you're not already at a festival. Like I said, some cool festivals out there. We talked about some of those, plus the next week you've got the one in Syracuse. Why is my mind drawing a blank? I don't know. Moving on. Phane, Maniac is the release they put out on May 15th. Again, vinyl, Dismantled Records, at PhanePunk82 and at PhanePunks on Instagram. PhanePunk82 is on Facebook. And again, that's P-H-A-N-E off of Maniac that came out mid-May. Here is a track called Pray for Slaughter. Very cool full length. If you like that, you're for sure liking the rest. Go check out Phane's Maniac on Dismantled Records. You can also, if vinyl or hard copies are not your thing, you can go support the band going over to the Bandcamp page and supporting them there. Excuse me. Fractura is next. They're from Mexicali in Mexico. They sent a message to me on Instagram on July 12th about their new release that came out on June 4th, Parecio. And unfortunately, I just had done the new songs June before that. And so waiting to try to figure out, all right, where am I going to fit this in now? Well, here we go. It's here. So I apologize to the band for a month and a half later, but I definitely get to all of them, whether I'm on it or a little behind. Nación del Odio, which is Nation of Hate. That's what it translates to from Spanish to English. Again, Mexicali, Mexico. Once we do get to Mexico, they're definitely on the list, but we're working our way through the states. Not quite halfway there, but getting there. The band is found at Fractura HC on Instagram, so you can check them out on there. We are doing this June release here. We got a couple others that came at the end of June we'll get to next. Nación del Odio. Nación del Odio. There's quite a few tracks on here. I mean, when we get to good hardcore, they know how to do it. Good hardcore is probably under 2 minutes long. And we got quite a few of those tracks. Next up, we have Panico Satanico. They are from Bogota in Colombia. They reached out just this past Monday on Instagram. So thank you to them. And I do point all that out first off to, you know, say thank you to everybody who does reach out and share their music or recommendations of other bands and such. I definitely want to give credit where credit's due, but also for anybody who's listening, give you a good way of, you know, how I am receiving the message and then in turn putting them here. So, you know, if you hear the shows, not that I need to do that, but, you know, clarify that and people will know. Panico Satanico. They started in 2011. Quote from them on their Facebook page. I think it was Facebook. Maybe it was their Bandcamp. I forget. It was one of the two. Corrosive, strident, and poisoned. That reveals the realities of a society addicted to fear. That's it, you know, from the band. I thought, you know, a little description of maybe where you're getting. Again, they've been around since 2011. There's other stuff to listen to. I got to delve into the other stuff because as of this week, new band for me. I've mostly focused on Ciudad Violenta, which you can go find Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, and so forth. That one's not on their Bandcamp page. They do have other releases on their Bandcamp page that you can go check out, though. It's a mini LP, had 7 tracks on it. The band is found at Panico Satanico 666 over on Facebook, and then at Panico underscore Satanico on Instagram. So check them out on those. We're going to do the title track, cool track there. So here is Ciudad Violenta.
Estás alerta. Vas por la calle. Vives con miedo, no puedes confiar en nadie. Ni en tu madre, ni en tu vecino que golpea a su vieja. Y es ante la
Ciudad Violenta. Great stuff. I really dig it. Grateful that they reached out. Looking forward to playing them when we get to Colombia, just like when we get to Mexicali. But it'll be a minute. It'll probably be 2025, folks, when we get there. So other reasons to, you know, other episodes we do is we do the one typically going into the weekend at something else. If it fits, be on the lookout for more from any of these bands, really. Next, we're heading to Thessaloniki in Greece. I'm sure I mispronounced that. Love this band, though. Was really looking forward to this release and somehow missed it. I was looking for such a long time. And then probably like 3 weeks ago or something like that, I saw it and I was like, it came out on June 28th. How'd I miss that? Which is the same date, if I didn't clarify. Ciudad Violenta came out on June 28th. Both these June 28th releases. I totally whiffed it. Omikli, I don't know how I missed it, but you can go find it on Punk and Loud and on Joe Pogo. The band's been around since 1995. Their last album came out in 2019, Rebellion March. Great release. I remember when that one was new, and I can't believe it's been 5 years, but they put out another one. It's Till the End. Great artwork, too, to go with it. It's 10 songs in 40 minutes, and I'm pointing that out because I would say 90% or more of bands that we are playing albums that contain 10 songs, they're probably closer to 30 minutes. Gives you an idea of what you're going to get with Omikli because it's 10 songs, 40 minutes. The band is found at Omikli on Facebook and Omikli on or underscore official on Instagram, and that's O-M-I-X-L-I in an English alphabet or whatever our alphabet's called. I forget. Not Greek. It's not in Greek letters. Looks different when it's in Greek letters. And I believe I'm pronouncing it right, as they may have told me that way back when I was playing the band a while ago. But anyway, it translates from Greek into English as fog. So if that's easier, I guess. But then if you just say, hey, have you checked out the new Fog album, Till the End? People might not know. And if you look up Fog, it ain't going to find it either. So just in conversation like we're having right now, I suppose that it works. Let's get to a track from that release. It is called Punks, P-O-N-X, Punks Brigade. We'll be right back. Uniquely, Punk's Brigade. Man, they are awesome. That album, I was looking forward to it. It did not disappoint. Go check out Till the End. And, you know, I was talking about hardcore earlier. A lot of hardcore tracks, just, you know, without gathering the data and figuring out what it accurately is, I would venture to say most are probably under 2 minutes, you know, like some proper hardcore. But you'll find some hardcore that goes into 3 minutes, 4 minutes, just like where we're at here. That Omeekly clocks in at 357. And most street punk, I would venture to say, without, again, having the data, I would venture to say clocks in around that, you know, average of 2 minutes, 30 seconds mark. And these guys are 10 songs, 40 minutes, blistering pace, man. They've got to really put the work in. And I'm not trying to discredit anybody else, because I'm not saying you have to have 4 minute tracks. Just simply pointing out that the speed that they are going, and for the time that they're going, that has got to wear on you, I suppose. All right, next up, we're going to go to a June 29th release. So Flat Earth Boot Boys, we played them. We played some singles because they released some early release singles, maybe April, but for sure like May. And they just put out a handful of singles. I didn't know it was going to be a full length. Turns out it's a full length that they released on June 29th. There's a lot of other tracks other than, I think they released like six or so, and there's 12 or more maybe on the full length, something like that. And they're out of Sonoma, California. We have played them. I definitely picked one that wasn't available previous to play here and feature. I like it. I enjoy. I can't tell yet if the, you know, if it's very seriously thinking the thoughts that go into all of the tracks, because they're all related some way or another to, you know, flat earth, I suppose, or along those lines. And so I don't know if it is a fun, I don't want to call it a joke, because that maybe implies incorrectly, you know, if you're having fun with something, as opposed to you just seriously believe this. I don't know. But either way, I like it. They have a great sound. The album's cool as well. You should check it out at Flat Earth Boot Boys on Instagram. The record is available. You can go get the record as well if you want that, as opposed to just or in lieu of the digital. We're going to go with the last track on there, on the album. It wasn't available previously, and we are going to check it out now. It's called Debunk This. Debunk This. Once again, I enjoy the music. How's that? Flat Earth Boot Boys, you can go get the vinyl, like I said. Next up, we got the band Soapbox. Really cool band here out of Glasgow. July 17th, they released The Fear, which is a single. They have a bunch of other cool stuff, too, to check out, so I recommend it. I was getting lost in that and figured, oh, you know what? This is a new single here. We'll play this here and definitely be looking for another spot at some point to play some of their other cool tunes. They are at Soapbox Band on Instagram. The single they released on July 17th is The Fear. We have one more new one, and then we'll jump into our journey, as it were. And, yeah, we'll get there in just a second. Glasgow, The Fear, the band is Soapbox. Let's go.
I got blackout drunk last night, now I've got The Fear. I spent all my money getting pish grinning ear to ear. I think I put at risk my job security. I've been on the street is where I've left my dignity. It's so much worse right now, cause I've got The Fear.
Soapbox. Cool stuff from Glasgow. Go check out the rest. I know I keep saying all the bands, but I'm playing all these bands because I thought they were really cool and I missed out on where I would have put them. So there we go. Next up, we're going to go to the last of the newer releases before we hop into our journey, even though there's still new releases coming up. But this particular one is a band from Kouvola in Finland. The band's name is SAATTOHOITO79. And so you can find them by searching for them. You can find them on Instagram at exactly how I just spelled it. Sorry, that was on Facebook, exactly how I just spelled it. And then on Instagram, it's the same way I just spelled it, but with V-R-I-A-L-L-I-N-E-N on the end of that. So you can find them on both of those. According to Google Translate, in Finnish, it is
Saattohoito 79,
which translates, according to Google Translate, into English as Hospice 79. And then the single that they released on July 26th is
Me ei tätä purematta niellä,
which translates to, we will not swallow this without biting. I don't remember where I came across them. It might be like a Spotify suggestion. You know, some of these might have been bands that reached out. I usually document that to make sure I give credit where credit's due. But either way, glad I came across it. We are going to check out that single right now here goes.
Tätä saatana kuka siedä, se sompat autoon kapella tiellä, soijassa tai helteessä. Ei tässä on mitään järkeä, viimeinen sammuttaa valot. Meitä viedään ja muille annetaan, poliitikot syö sanansa. Kaikki on kuin ennenkin, mä oon tapani tietenkin. Tyhjät seinät ja petetty olo. Sote kartassa koulua kokoinen koo. Kysykää hei mikä meillä mättää. Miks järki meidät aina jättää. Aistaa, en mä sitä kiellä. Mut me ei täitä puremasta miellä. Kysykää hei mikä meillä mättää. Miks järki meidät aina jättää. Aistaa, en mä sitä kiellä. Mut me ei täitä puremasta miellä. Näin tätä puremasta miellä. Tässä koululla on kokoinen koulu. Kysykää hei mikä meillä mättää. Miks järki meidät aina jättää. Aistaa, en mä sitä kiellä. Mut me ei tätä puremasta miellä. Kysykää hei mikä meillä mättää. Miks järki meidät aina jättää. Aistaa, en mä sitä tiellä. Mut me ei tätä puremasta miellä. Me ei tätä puremasta miellä.
Tahoto 79. I'm sure I didn't get that anywhere near it, but cool stuff coming from Finland there. So go check that out. That was a single released on the 26th. Next, we're going to hop into our journey. A few bands that we may have missed along the way, and so I want to play them now. The Bad Ups. We definitely played the Bad Ups before, but it was like a week or two before I got an early release version of their new album called Life of Sin. I knew it was coming out. It actually releases on September 27th, so you got about a month. I got an email on August 5th and August 18th, so thank you to Mike of Earshot Media, Jumpstart Records. It is a cool album. We are going to play a single that's already released from it, so don't get too excited. I'm going to try to keep it there since it's pretty far out still. But Ego Trip was released. Frontman Travis McHale says, Ego Trip is about finding your place in the world while staying true to yourself. At The Bad Ups on both Instagram and over on Facebook. You can check them out on those. Let's check out Ego Trip now. Here is new stuff from The Bad Ups.
feels like I'm blind, falling from the sky on a perfect moonlit night. I open my eyes for the first time. We live and don't realize. Hey! Got a million things running through my head. It fucks me all the time. If rock and roll is dead, then please kill me too. I've wasted my whole.
Ego Trip, cool stuff off that new album coming out, Life of Sin. I've already heard it. It's good. I recommend it. Bad Ups are awesome. We got one more band in Philly, and then we're going to move on to Virginia for a few. Party Nerves, their album actually doesn't even come out yet either. October 25th, you won't even find it. In lieu of posting the album artwork, because I didn't see that they had it posted somewhere, I'm posting, for in lieu of their album artwork, a t-shirt that they have made. It's on their Instagram. It's a cool looking t-shirt as well. I got an email from the band on August 3rd. I want to thank the band for sending that out here to check it out. It's instrumental punk, so you're not going to get any lyrics. So if you're waiting for it, it's not going to happen. But it's still cool stuff. And I've always been curious as instrumental stuff, you know, like obviously you go back to symphonies and classical music and all that shit. And they all have a title. Some of it's in languages I don't know, and I haven't bothered to figure out what. But, you know, I guess whoever composed it, it gave them a feeling. Does everybody else, like, you know, Ego Trip, for example, I mean, they talked about Ego Trip, and the song was based around Ego Trip. So it makes sense that it's called that. Some other ones, I don't know. You know, it's named a thing, and I'm wondering under what made you think that. Something about the sound evoked that feeling that you get when you think of whatever it is that the song's titled after, I suppose. Anyway, they do fast, loud, surfy, instrumental, post-punk music. One of them is English, one of them is Ukrainian, and the other is American. It's a whole international thing. Very cool stuff. Party Nerves are, they are at Party Nerves over on Instagram. They have other stuff out already you can check out if you dig this and don't want to wait for Go Home or Go Broke EP that comes out October 25th. I wanted to include it here as they are a Philly band. And they sent it to me, so I greatly appreciate it. We're going to check out Scum Island together. And by the way, a lot of stuff that gets shared with me, including Bad Up stuff, Party Nerve stuff, I'm playing on POW Radio. If you go check it out over on POW Radio streaming, I post a lot of that stuff when I'm running the radio show that I do for an hour Monday through Friday. It's all posted over on Punkin' Oil Worldwide as well. Intermingles with the stuff that you'll find for this podcast. So, here's Scum Island. It's Party Nerves. Hey. And just as they described, definitely has a surfy post-punk vibe to it. I dig it. Thank you again to Party Nerves for reaching out and sharing that win with me so we could all check it out together. Put it on your radar. It isn't coming out until October 25th. Next up, we're going to head to Virginia. Got three from Virginia that we're going to do. First, Down to Nothing. I don't know how I missed this, but definitely got a few people reaching out like, hey, you should check out Down to Nothing. And they're right. This is some killer straight edge hardcore from Richmond. They put out an album, Life on the James. That's where I really focused. I think somebody pointed out that album specifically, and it's a very good album. So I recommend it. It was recommended to me. September 10th of 2013 is when Life on the James came out. They are at Down to Nothing. It's T-O nothing, Down to Nothing, on Instagram. You can check them out on that. Here is the title track, Life on the James. There's a lot of really great ones, but I dig this one too. So here we go. It's Down to Nothing. Great stuff, Down to Nothing. Just as it was recommended to me, I'm going to recommend that one to you. Had to get that one on as I missed it the first go around, including some other cool ones too. They were out of Richmond. We'll play another Richmond band here in a moment. But first, a band from Virginia Beach. I think it goes along with what we had here. On April 13th of 2019, the band Reckoning Force released a self-titled EP, Reckoning Force. You can go find it on Not For The Weak Records. I didn't find any social medias. That is a relatively new release. I mean, it's only a little over 5 years, but I didn't find anything. But you can go over to Not For The Weak Records Bandcamp page and check out the rest of this. It's really great. The Word or the Fist is the track. Here it is. We'll be right back. loud, fast, hardcore. That was Reckoning Force. We are going to get to that other Richmond band now. Thank you for tuning in. If you've listened all the way up to this point, well, fantastic year. In for a treat because we still have a lot of other great stuff to get to. That other Richmond band is Direct Control. They put out a release called Nuclear Tomorrow. Cool album artwork for that one as well. Came out in 2005. They do actually have a Facebook page at Direct Control. And like I said, they're out of Richmond. Wicked Sick to the Gills. You know, I was checking out a bunch of tracks and I just like this one and I'm reading it and I had to read it a couple times. Wicked Sick to the Gills. Okay, I don't know, but I'm going to go. The track's cool. Here is Direct Control.
Hey, what's up, dude? You guys want to go rip it up today?
I'm just trying to score some of that stuff, dude.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get a beer.
Oh, fuck you guys. I'm going out to skate.
The young boy, I'm a part of your mind. Walking around, you've been out. Why don't you skate and I'll get you farther? Look for the best, let the murder. Rip it, shred it, fuck it up. Right in front of all the cars that drop. Get everybody in the city, man.
I need a job, you're full of shit. Go!
Wicked Sick to the Gills. That's not exactly how they said it, but Direct Control, good stuff from Richmond. We're now going to go from Virginia to West Virginia. We got one there I missed that I want to make sure we get to. It's the band Darling Articles. They put out the Initial Reaction. Couldn't find the release date for it. A little bit of history on the band. The Heartbreak Kids were a punk band in Princeton, West Virginia, where this band Darling Articles are from. Heartbreak Kids were a band from 99 till 2004. After releasing two full-length albums under the Heartbreak Kids name, the band changed members, moved to a more rock and roll style, and changed their name to Darling Articles. And then here we are. I don't really have any other information or social medias. You can definitely find the Initial Reaction over on Bandcamp. I don't think the release date was right. I could be wrong. But either way, the important part is the music is available. If you dig it, you should go check it out. You Do It Anyway is the track that we are going to listen to together. Here are Darling Articles.
You know there's something wrong. You do it anyway. Don't know you'll be from now.
You do it anyway.
What a great track. What a great sound. The ending on that was awesome. And what else can I say other than, I need more cowbell. That was awesome. Great stuff. Go check out Darling Articles if you like that. As per usual, you will like the rest. They were from Princeton, West Virginia. We got one from Kentucky now. It's over on Coffin Curse Records. Great label there. You can find this there. The band is Mongo from Bowling Green, Kentucky. They had a debut single, which is this. And this is actually the only thing that I can find from them, so I'm not sure if I just missed out or what. But it came out Valentine's Day of 2022. Love Bomb is the name of that single. So let's do some Mongo. Maybe there's more. I don't know. But either way, there's this one. Let's go. Mongo, Love Bomb. You know, speaking of some of these tracks, you know, they could have been on the next episode, but I do have a jam-packed full on that garage proto-punk. A lot of great suggestions, recommendations coming from, you know, some PR groups, some record labels. But along with that, Rude Boy Groot, a whole bunch on that one as well. Definitely rounded out that episode. including this next track, though, on this episode, and actually three of the four last bands here, because we're down to the last four. Oblivions is one of those bands. They put out an album called Popular Favorites in 1996. It's June 12th of 1996. They are from Memphis, Tennessee. We got two bands from Tennessee, two bands from North Carolina to wrap up the show. So from Memphis, we have Oblivions. They started in 93, put out that album in 96. They disbanded in 98, got back together in 2012. They are at The Oblivions on Facebook, and that is The Oblivians. So check them out there. Out of Memphis, let's get to a track from Popular Favorites. It's kind of like that Buzzcocks album, the way it's titled anyway. Let's go with the track Trouble. Here are Oblivions. Trouble Is You, Oblivions. Cool track there. Go check out the rest of Popular Favorites. Had a couple recommended tracks, and so there's definitely a lot more recommended tracks to go on there if you're digging what you're hearing. Thank you again for the recommendation. Let's go to the band Mr. Disaster out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Got an email from them on August 9th of this year, obviously. Sam, I want to thank you. Sam sent this on August 9th. I checked it out. I was like, cool, this is awesome. I'm going to play something from this. The release American Nightmare EP came out on August 6th. He emailed on August 9th. Keep up with the timeline here, because when I'm getting ready to play this week, I get their Instagrams and Facebooks and all that. And as of August 13th, the band has ended. The band members want to make some different music. They're going their own ways and doing different shit. So, I mean, 4 days before the band decided to end, they reached out. It's still there. It's brand new stuff anyway. It came out August 6th. They're from Knoxville. We're going to play it here in just a moment. Mr. Disaster on Facebook and at Mr. Disaster 865 on Instagram. Unfortunately, if you haven't seen him play yet, you might not be ever seeing him play. But off of that American Nightmare EP that came out August 6th, we are going to play the title track, American Nightmare.
Fuck your American dream, it's just a fucking nightmare. Your lies are all we ascertain. With a silver spoon in your mouth, cause lazy, cause slow. You bleach and pirate. 40 hours bleach. Can't afford to eat. Can't afford to sleep. Can't afford our healthcare. Find a trash to eat. Sleeping on the street.
Although Mr. Disaster is no longer a band, the music's there. And again, it's new music, so I want to thank Sam for reaching out and sharing it. Best of luck to them and each of their new projects, however that works out. They were from Knoxville. We're going to wrap up the show with two bands from Raleigh, North Carolina. The first band is Johnny Quest. They were from a North Carolina, South Carolina punk and stuff YouTube playlist, which I did play one of the South Carolina bands from that on the last episode. The band here, Johnny Quest, so we're going to play the title of the band, Johnny Quest, off of their Hee Hee EP that came out in 86. Somewhere early on, too, they had this track, Fashion Slut, which Fashion Slut is the actual track from that playlist, but I couldn't find it on any of their actual releases. So it might have been like on a compilation or something like that. Not sure, but we're going to listen to it anyway. What I'm going to get here is these are very 80s punk, which is great, and I love it, but they actually have funk metal tracks, too, and they sure did. I actually came across and listened. I thought, strange, it's the same band. Well, if you're into that, then you should go check that out. But they do have a lot of other stuff. And they didn't just like change 10 years later. Like in the 80s, they have some of these tracks. So go check those out. Let's get to Johnny Quest, doing Johnny Quest. And we'll play Fashion Slut right after. We're going to do two Fashion Sluts. Pretty short. It's just over a minute. And then we'll wrap up with the last band. Here goes.
Talk about astrology.
Great stuff. Two from Johnny Quest there. Definitely a little bit different sounding just even between those tracks, but they also have funk metal. And yes, it sounds a lot like funk metal. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Last band, I think it's Debt. It's D-E parentheses, both directions, T. And that's, yeah, that's exactly how it is. You can find them on Simp Records, their release, Think of Your Future. They're from Raleigh. Couldn't find any social medias. You can definitely find this release, and I think they had a demo, something like that, before this one. Think of Your Future actually came out July 25th of this year, so I missed it, but also missed it for North Carolina, missed it for July releases, but we're going to get to it here, so it's not even that old. Why Should It Be Absurd? Yeah, it's only been a little over a month. Why Should It Be Absurd is the track. We're going to wrap up the show now. Here is, I'm just going to call it Debt. I don't know what else to say. Yeah, I don't know how else to say it. Think of Your Future against the release.
Well, I've been sitting on a trash heap. What a waste of the day. Well, I've been sitting on a gold mine. What a waste of the day.
Just like that, Debt, Why Should It Be Absurd? If you couldn't tell, we're definitely going to be playing them again on a future synth punk episode. It's really great. I enjoyed that release. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great Friday. I got to get to POW Radio. I'm a little bit behind on that, trying to pack it all in because, like I said, got behind this week, but going to try to get caught up with it because there's so much great stuff I want to do. I would say join me there, but this will probably post, and I'll be halfway through that. So if you are already there, fantastic, and you were checking it out, I'm playing stuff from my favorite LPs from this year. It's Who Gives a Fuck Friday. But thank you for tuning in on this one. Garage Punk coming out this weekend as well. Have yourself a great Labor Day weekend, and we'll catch you on the next one.